Hello and welcome back to the Weekly Fix. My name is Tim Leary, and I'm a Senior Portfolio Manager on RBC Blue Bay's Leverage Finance Team in Stamford, Connecticut. I hope you all enjoyed your Memorial Day holiday. It's a weekend for parades, barbecues, friends, and family. It's also an incredibly difficult time for those who have lost loved ones who gave their lives for our freedom. Before we get into the fix today, I wanted to say thank you to those who have served, who are currently serving, and for the families that surround them. The world is in your debt. The CBO reported that the U.S. spent $850 billion, or about 17% of our 2024 federal tax receipts, on defense. That works out to about 13% of what the government spent for the year. That figure includes funding for everything from salaries, healthcare, and training for our troops, as well as R&D, equipment, and capital for military installations worldwide. There are some market participants who believe that the U.S. has lost its desire to defend its allies and are bracing for a time when the dollar is no longer the world's reserve currency. I don't think that could be further from the truth. The United States wants to remain a military superpower, it is, and we want our allies to be strong as well. That said, the U.S. does have a spending problem. The issue facing Congress is that fixing that problem involves losing votes from Americans who have benefited from an underfunded Social Security program and the expansion of healthcare benefits. The reality is that if you were to look at the receipt for what the U.S. spent in 2024, it would show that the Department of Health and Human Services, Social Security Administration, the Department of the Treasury, Department of Defense, and the Department of Veterans Affairs worked out to 86% of that bill. That doesn't leave much for discretionary items, but it doesn't make the United States a weaker nation either. The Hamilton Project published a paper this month that highlights the growth in the U.S. social safety net programs since 1970. Which have served to reduce poverty and improve healthcare access. These programs have especially helped working households with children. They cite that the U.S. poverty rate in 2023 was 12.9%, and without those programs, it would have been 23.4%. In today's polarized political environment, it's easy to lose sight of the reason why the U.S. spends more per capita than any other major world power on defense, or how we find ourselves in the annual deficits we do. Depending on who is surveyed by economists, you may find some that expect inflation to remain elevated, while others expect a slowdown to lead to a recession. And while the bond market adjusts to the reality that the U.S. has a spending problem, elevated interest rates present an opportunity for investors to capture real yield again. 10-year TIPS yield more today than they did when I graduated from Fordham in 2004. The U.S. high yield index is back to their average yield over the last 20 years, while the rating quality has improved dramatically over that same period. So this Memorial Day, in between tariff tape bombs, take a moment to remember why the U.S. consumers are strong, why the U.S. military and their families are strong, and why Americans will continue to strive for peace, prosperity, freedom, and growth. Thanks for your time, and good luck trading.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management, RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction, nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice, and such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.